Rumpelstiltskin by the Brothers Grimm. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Brian Johnson, a.k.a. Joe Kooning. Email at joekooning@gmail.com. Rumpelstiltskin by the Brothers Grimm. There once was a poor miller who had a beautiful daughter, and one day, having to go speak with the king, he said, in order to make himself appear of consequence, that he had a daughter who could spin straw into gold. The king was very fond of gold, and thought to himself, "That is an art that would please me very well." And so he said to the miller, "If your daughter is so clever, bring her to the castle in the morning, and I will put her to the proof." As soon as she arrived, the king led her into a chamber which was full of straw, and giving her a wheel and a reel, he said, "Now set yourself to work, and if you have not spun this straw into gold by an early hour tomorrow, you must die." With these words he shut the room door, and left the maiden alone. There she sat for a long time, thinking how to save her life, for she understood nothing of the art whereby straw might be spun into gold. And her perplexity increased more and more, till at last she began to weep. All at once the door opened, and in stepped a little man, who said,
"Good evening, fair maiden. Why do you weep so sore?"
"Ah," she replied,
"I must spin the straw into gold, and I am sure I do not know how."
The little man asked,
"Will you give me something if I spin it for you?"
"My necklace," said the maiden.
The dwarf took it, placed himself in front of the wheel, and whir, 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 three times around, and the bobbin was full. Then he set up another, and whir, 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 thrice, round again, and a second bobbin was full. And he went all night long, until all the straw was spun, and the bobbins were full of gold. At sunrise the king came, very much astonished to see the gold, the sight of which gladdened him, but he did not make his heart less covetous. He caused the maiden to be led into another room, still larger, full of straw. Then he bade her spin it into gold during the night if she valued her life. The maiden was again quite at loss what to do. But while she cried, the door opened suddenly as before, and the dwarf appeared and asked her what she would give him in return for his assistance.
"The ring of my finger," she replied.
The little man took the ring and began to spin at once, and by morning all the straw had changed to glistening gold. The king was rejoiced above the measure at the sight of this, but he still was not satisfied. But, leading the maiden into another still larger room, full of straw as the others, he said, "This you will spin during the night, but if you accomplish it, you shall be my bride."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?